to The Bond, the Christian podcast for purposeful and peaceful parenting. We want to understand children's hearts, reach parents' hearts, and see God with new eyes. We are so glad you have joined us again. My name is Denise Grant, and I am the English voice for this wonderful podcast. We wish you God's blessings as you listen to our episode about the second stage of attachment. In the last episode, we started with the topic of attachment stages. Gordon Neufeld, a Canadian developmental psychologist, says that children are like a plant and develop deeper roots from year to year. These deepen the bond with their caregivers, ensure survival, and allow their full potential to emerge. There are six roots. Neufeld calls them stages of attachment. The first one is attachment through closeness. The second through equality, the third one through belonging and loyalty, the fourth one through appreciation, the fifth one through love, and the sixth one through a deep familiarity where the child wants to be fully known and recognized. If the sixth stage is reached, the deepest form of relationship can take place between two people. The roots for each stage form for about a year before a new one is added. In our last episode, we dealt with the first stage, closeness. It makes sense to listen to this one first if you haven't done so yet, because the attachment stages build on each other. So today we will be looking at the second stage, that of equality. First, we will look at what constitutes the stage, followed by practical tips on how to integrate this knowledge into everyday life. And finally, we will look at the stage in relation to our relationship with God. It is late afternoon. The family is at home. The mother is playing with the children. The husband comes home from work completely famished, having once again missed to eat anything during his stressful day. He makes himself a sandwich and sits down with the children in the living room. Jim and Carla come to him. Carla wants his sandwich. The father says, "No, Carla, this is my sandwich, and I want to eat it now. I am really hungry." And Carla? She starts crying in horror and runs to her mother, sobbing. Her mother takes her in her arms and tries to comfort her. Why does Carla react so violently to a no? Is that really so bad? She had only just eaten an apple. Is she yet starving again? The second stage of attachment provides answers to Carla's reaction, because here we can again understand a bit more what becomes important to children in their attachment during the second year of life. The second stage is that of sameness. You could call it the "I want it too" stage, because this is where children want to imitate and copy their caregivers. Most of the children are already crawling and some are already walking. They are no longer in close proximity to their parents, but still want to maintain the bond. So they begin to identify and bond with their parents through imitation and mimicry. Children at this stage are little parrots. They like to parrot as they learn to talk at this age. Like this, they adopt sounds, preferences, and mannerisms of those they bond with. They are happy to wear something red too, like their mummy. They drill holes on the wall like their dad. They are eager to put the vegetables in the pan too, like grandpa. They want to put on their big sister's watch and use the same skin cream. They feel close by imitating. And that's exactly why Carla cried so much in our example. She wanted to eat a sandwich just like daddy. She basically issued an invitation to bond and the father said no. Pretty mean, right? In the same way, children at that age want their parents to taste what they offer them too, even if the food has already been squished with their fingers 5 times and spit out 3 times. "Please try," they shout with all the means at their disposal. And woe betide if you don't. It hurts their hearts. And there is shouting, "Because you have to eat what I eat too, we belong together." That's about what it says in their head, which of course doesn't mean that we then do everything our kids want. But understanding the dynamics behind it is very helpful. "You have eyes like daddy and your nose is from mommy." These are phrases that delight children's hearts. Children at this stage are driven by the desire to do the things that their attachment figures do, and they prefer to imitate those who treat them with warmth, joy, and pleasure. Bonding through sameness serves the developmental goal of establishing a rudimentary and provisional identity. Thus, by copying so many different people, one-year-olds become a colorful hodgepodge of characteristics from people to whom they attach. Since children are immature, they adopt the ideas of others until they can develop their own. These affiliations are the initial seeds of their burgeoning personality. Little by little, children will develop their own personality. Now let's go one step further. It can happen that the stages of attachment have not developed well in childhood, so that teenagers or adults have never learned to bond deeper than through stage 2, equality. Or they resort to this level unconsciously to protect themselves from being hurt, because the deeper a bond is, the more vulnerable it is. This phenomenon can be observed in different ways. For example, if a strong identification with a person or an object can be observed. In practice, this means that people act, think, talk, and dress like the object or person of reference without questioning them. Such role models can be movie stars, characters in comic magazines, a clique, etc. People do this because they have no or hardly any identity of their own. To belong, to be the same, means to feel attachment for them then. This also includes imitating without thinking things through or questioning them for themselves. Thereby, the own self-esteem merges with the identification object or person. The more dependent a child or adult is, the stronger the identification. For example, if an adult has never learned to bond more deeply, it is when others identify with him and his cause that makes the proof of their love for her or him. In other words, it is difficult for this person to still feel attachment if someone else suddenly thinks completely differently and holds, for example, differing political views or has a different faith. It can be hard for such a person when their children suddenly no longer do everything the way they do and no longer adopt their opinion automatically. This form of attachment is one of the most primitive that people can establish. It is also not very vulnerable because it can hardly be seen how a person really is. Nevertheless, it is of course important when we build relationships that we have common ground. Common ground connects. This can be common interests, the way of thinking, the same style of dress. To be able to lead children, it is important that they identify with their parents. Again, as a parent, we need to saturate the level of sameness so that the children can reach the next level of attachment, mature further, and thus also form their own identity. After all, we don't want to bring up a copy. Neither one of us nor of another person. So what does this look like in everyday life with a toddler? You've probably already done some of the following things intuitively. Wherever possible, let the child join in. Whether it's repairing, cooking, or cleaning, he or she wants to imitate you. Give them space to do so. You are investing in the relationship, so relax and schedule enough time for the things you want to do, like putting away the groceries. Comment on same things. Look, I'm wearing a blue sweater just like you. I like pizza too, just like you. You have the same eyes as Dad. To strengthen the bond between siblings, try to emphasize commonalities among siblings where possible. Draw a heart symbol on your and your child's hand. Draw and write a shopping list together and then go shopping with it. Children love role play. They like to act out how mom cooks, dad shops, grandma drives to work. Be the characters yourself or play them with dolls or Legos. Wear partner looks, even if it's just an accessory, that's the same. Establish and tend an herb garden together. Use the herbs together later in cooking. Craft something together with the child for grandma or grandpa. Play hide and seek with the child by hiding together with the child and letting the other parent look for you. Apply the same cream to your skin. Make handprints on a canvas with finger paint, dad, mom, child, and hang them up. Mirror each other, make faces, and imitate each other. There are many things you can do together. If you understand the principle, then intuitively you will be doing things that way. Or maybe you already have. Even better. We can saturate the level of equality also in older children. The principles are the same. Let your children be a part of your world and be a part of theirs. Take an interest in their world and try things out with them. Play the computer game with them or let them show you their rock collection. If they are interested in your world, create space to try things out. Yes, they will do things differently than you, but this is primarily about relationship work and not about perfection. You should always keep that in mind. Your children can easily lose interest if they are only spectators, are given precise instructions which are strictly controlled, and if they do not have any freedom of their own. They want to participate and, as far as possible, self-determined. Remember, it is by looking that we are changed. Children watch the person to whom they are attached. They imitate that person. Emphasize all interests, strengths, commonalities, etc., and create a space to act them out. Let your child know you have things in common that connect you. Do you now have an idea of how you can implement your knowledge in your everyday life? I hope so. Let us now talk about whether we can be connected to God through the stage of equality. The Bible tells us that Jesus came into the world as a man and made himself like us. He calls us his brothers in Hebrews chapter 2, and the Bible says that Jesus can help us because he has suffered all that we suffer. He too knows feelings of betrayal, fear, separation, compassion, joy, or even the search for identity. Think of the encounter in the temple as a child with his parents. Jesus knew where he belonged, but the parents did not. Jesus understands us even better than we understand ourselves, because he knows everything about us, and at the same time, he can empathize. He can help us in all circumstances. That was also a reason why God became man. Jesus not only made himself like us so that he could understand and help us, but he gives us an incomparable example on which we can orient ourselves and with which we can identify. In the letter to the Corinthians, it says, "By beholding, you are changed." This is exactly what happens when we look at the character of Jesus. Jesus always acts out of love, never out of fear. Jesus represents the value of freedom. There is no pressure or coercion. Jesus always courts people and does not exploit his power. Jesus also sets clear boundaries. He was explicit in his attitude. It is amazing to look at Jesus' life, how he acted, how he dealt with people, especially when they made mistakes. In the same way, Jesus can be a role model for us in education. His life and actions set an example we want to understand, consult, and follow when we have questions. And in this way, a connection automatically develops and draws us closer to him. By beholding him, we are changed. Through relationship with God, we become more like him because we feel close to him. Because we learn to rest in him. The bond alone motivates us. Like this, it is possible in the sixth stage that intimacy, a much deeper relationship with God, happens, where we learn to feel and act with God's heart in us. The stage of sameness prepares the breeding ground here as we learn to identify with him. So, step by step, we go through the stages also in our relationship with God when we get involved with him. That was quite a lot of content. Let's summarize the most important points once again. In the second year of life, the toddler begins to connect with their closest person through sameness. To achieve this, they imitate them. They thus create a bond and feel close. They follow their most important caregivers, not because they have understood the rules and values and have consciously chosen to obey them, but in order to feel close to them. This closeness is absolutely important for their personal development and for maturation of a child. When the stage is saturated, the child grows into the next stage of belonging and loyalty. That's what the next episode will be about. Then you'll understand why it's so hard for your child to share and that this is a good sign for their maturation, albeit challenging in everyday life. You see, it remains exciting. The stages of attachment accompany us throughout our lives in all the relationships we have. Jesus says, "He who abides in me and I in him abides in my love." We will continue to reflect on this. If you have enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Bond Podcast, and also follow us on Instagram under the same name. We also appreciate any feedback via the email address, thebond@mail.de.